I was watching these baboons, and they were walking in a pack, and they're all upright, right? And what are they doing the whole time they're walking? Yep. Looking. Jaguar, tiger, jaguar, tiger. Anything that's trying to kill them. Because isn't it true in this world that animals live in this cycle of death? You know, human beings live in a cycle of death. And the blood that's spilt, the earth, you know, wants to vomit that out. Didn't he tell the children of Israel when they went to Canaan, he said that the land is going to vomit them out? Mm-hmm. When Abel was murdered, the blood cried out from the earth for justice, didn't it? There's something about our creation here that we probably don't really grasp. When Jesus came in to Galilee or to Jerusalem, and all the people were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And then they said, "Master, have your people hold their peace." And what did he say to them? Let's look over at Luke chapter 19. I'll show you what it says. I don't want to misquote it, but it's a great saying here. Luke chapter 19, verse 40. It says, "And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." So there's an expectation of the creature. There's an expectation of the creation that things are going to be put back the way they used to be. And I don't understand the whole thing about the rocks. I've never seen a rock with a mouth before that could talk or anything like that. But Jesus said, if these should hold their peace, the rocks would immediately cry out and probably say the same thing. That's kind of trippy, right? Isn't it true that this, even the whole, I mean, I'm not like a big Greenpeace person or whatever, but I don't think that people should just dump their trash all over the side of the road like we see in that once beautiful city across the river. Just the big garbage pits everywhere and a bunch of people shooting up, weird stuff going on. You know, I'm sure the earth gets tired of that. The earth gets sick of that. And the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's what the Bible says, right?